It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. After a year of intense politicking, the health care overhaul is hanging by a thread in the Senate. Democrats are scrambling to put together the 60 votes they need to push the bill over the finish line. Republicans are trying to run out the clock before the Christmas holiday, though the biggest problem for the Democrats at this point is within their own party. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The biggest worry for the Democrats remains Ben Nelson of Nebraska. For some time, he's been troubled by the bill's language on abortion. He says it doesn't do enough to ban federal funding of the procedure. But in an interview yesterday with Lincoln, Nebraska radio station KLIN, Nelson said abortion is just the beginning of his problems with the health bill.
If the abortion issue is taken care of to your satisfaction, whether it be some kind of compromise that was to your satisfaction, would that be enough for you to vote for cloture and then
No.
go forward?
No.
That's not enough alone.
That's not enough.
Nelson went on to detail his problems with the bill's expansion of Medicaid and several other more technical provisions. And he didn't seem very optimistic about the chances of his becoming the 60th vote for the bill by Christmas.
I can't tell you that they couldn't come up with something that would be satisfactory on abortion between now and then and solve all the other issues that I've raised to them, but I don't see how.
The next most likely candidate for giving Democrats that critical 60th vote they need to get the bill past Republican objections is a Republican, Maine's Olympia Snow. She voted for the bill when it passed the Senate Finance Committee in October, but last night she didn't sound like she was getting closer to becoming a yes vote either.
My argument has been, why not use January as an opportunity to continue to work through these issues, to build the consensus, and making sure that we proceed in a fashion that's consistent with the United States Senate and institutions, what people rightfully expect of us.
Of course, stretching the debate out beyond the Christmas holidays is exactly what Republicans want, because the longer the bill is on the Senate floor, the more time they have to criticize it. And so far, their criticism seems to be working. Each successive public opinion poll shows support for the entire overhaul effort slipping. A Washington Post ABC poll this week showed a majority of uninsured people thought they would be better off under the status quo than under the changes now being proposed. And Republicans are using every parliamentary tool at their disposal to make the debate last as long as possible, much to the frustration of Democrats like California's Dianne Feinstein.
In 17 years, I've never seen it this way. And I think, you know, people get a sense now of what is a procedural motion to stop a bill. And that's what's going on, to stop, to delay, and to prevent health care from getting done. That's what this is all about.
That means that when Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid finally does get his 60 votes lined up and introduces his final amendment to the bill, Republicans can keep the clock running for nearly a week more if they want to. The best-case scenario at the moment puts a final vote on the bill into the evening of Christmas Eve. The not-so-nice scenario has the Senate in session Christmas Day. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus said last night he doesn't think it will come to that.
We like a little bit of drama.
But just in case, some senators are making contingency plans. Democrat Patrick Leahy said he's having his Christmas tree shipped down to Washington from Vermont. And Mary Landrieu of Louisiana offered up this possibility.
Well, we're talking about that. We may go to Al Franken's idea for Secret Santa. You know, that was his idea. And we may have to revive that idea.
Of course, this all assumes that Reid can round up all 60 votes, and it's not just moderates holding out. He's given them so much to get their votes that some of his liberals are now threatening to walk away from the bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.